Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Dwayne's World. Get back to your call straight away. 1-300-736-736 is the open line number, brought to us by Werribee Kia. Always makes buying cars easy. At Werribee Kia, David Janan, Aid, Jim and the whole team down there. We'd love to see you. We're talking a lot about Charlie Cameron, what happened last night. Well, the man who explained it so well, put it in a nutshell during the breakfast show on SEN earlier today. Sammy Edmonds been good enough, even though he's going to come back and do his sports update at 2. Let's get him on now, just to put it in a nutshell as well for me. Sammy, welcome back. Tell us. What happened last night? Just talk us through what happened last night, if you can.
That's a good question, actually, Dwayne. And you use the term nutshell. It's a pretty big nutshell, to be fair. There's a bit in this. So, an extraordinary night at the tribunal, and not for the first time this year. I think it surprised many of us with the decision, but more than that, the reasoning behind the decision. So, the bottom line is Charlie Cameron's going to play. We know that. It was a rough conduct charge, a dangerous tackle, and it was a one-match ban. It was the tackle on Jake Lever. But the tribunal chair, Jeff Gleeson's determination that, quote-unquote, exceptional and compelling circumstances applied here, sees us heading down what many have called a very slippery slope. I've never heard Pandora's Box mentioned more in a 12-hour period of what I have today, Dwayne. So written into the AFL Tribunal guidelines is the wording of exceptional and compelling circumstances, and it gives the tribunal absolute discretion, that's to use their terms, should they see fit to impose this clause. Now, the Brisbane Lions came armed with two arguments. First and foremost was the fact that they thought that that Charlie Cameron's tackle on Lever was low impact, not medium. It got to medium because, as we know, Michael Christian puts the overlay of potential to cause injury over the top. The weight difference was mentioned between the pair, which is a story in itself, given weights have been taken out of the AFL record and are the source of much secrecy. But we did find out that Charlie weighed 74 kilos, so that's an exclusive in itself. And after Josh Dunkley yesterday suggested during the day that some players, Dwayne, were very good at milking free kicks in this instance, Cameron gave evidence to say that he didn't think there was enough force for him, being Lever, to snap his head like that off the ground. So the inference there, of course, is that Jake Lever milked it. Adrian Anderson for the Lions said the Lever medical report was clear. He said that Lever had an arm completely free the whole time and he used it. He said that Charlie Cameron's smaller, and they cited three other low impact tackle examples this year. But Dwayne, it was Anderson highlighting Cameron's exemplary character on and off the field that swayed the tribunal. In fact, at one stage, Adrian Anderson got out the Macquarie Dictionary and read out the definition of exemplary just to ram his point home. On field, he said it was the fact that Charlie played 207 games, never been suspended. Although, as has been debated many times over since, Dwayne, he's no clean skin. 5 financial sanctions, 3 of them for this very charge being rough conduct. But off field, it was the Eddie Betts glowing character reference, the Indigenous elder Gregory Eager. He's a very positive character reference. The tribunal heard the work that Charlie does in the Indigenous community, that he's a role model with an aspiring career. The tribunal said, and I quote them here, this was not irrelevant when we came to exercise our discretion. In fact, they went on to call it impressive. The Lions also, incidentally, Dwayne, here, it gets better. They referenced how many goals Cameron had kicked. It's actually 368, if you're wondering. Where he ranks among Lions goal kickers of all time, it's actually 6th, Dwayne, before you Google that. Yeah. And the Indigenous players in terms of games played. So after a three-quarter of an hour deliberation, Jeff Gleeson, the tribunal chair, emerged to say that Cameron's off-field character, combined with what he said was a charge at the lower end of careless, Lever's clean bill of health, and the fact that Cameron had never been suspended, as we mentioned earlier, that was enough to downgrade this to low impact and a fine. So the good bloke card, does it open up Pandora's box? If you're a player's advocate, you're definitely trying it. You'd be negligent not to try it if the planets lined up in front of you for the rest of the season for players you are defending. How many are going to try it on now? It's led us all to go to the AFL record, find out who hasn't been suspended, how many games they've played, what work they do in the community and the hospitals and in schools across the country. It's an amazing chain of events, Dwayne, that has seen the impact of a tackle affected by what a player does away from the game.
That's the nutshell. I wanted it in, Sammy. Thanks for that. So, in essence, also the bizarre circumstance of the guy who wrote the MRO guidelines is now the guy, Adrian Anderson, who's driving a bus through the loopholes, yeah?
That's it. And I've spoken to the league this morning, Dwayne. They say it's... Well, unless there's a dramatic change of events down there in the discussions, they're not going to appeal it. And they point right. to the extremely rare combination of factors here. The good community standing, the minor incident, and the fact he's never suspended. The league actually denied the suggestion that everyone's going to try it on now because it's such a narrow hit zone for overturning a ban. But it's possible. It is possible. And while it's possible, it's a loophole that remains. So if you get suspended later on this season on the eve of finals, or who knows, on the eve of a grand final, and you've got the good bloke card like the Monopoly get-out-of-jail-free card in your back pocket, you're definitely whipping her out, Dwayne.
Well, you'd get off every time when it comes to the good bloke card. Sammy, thanks for jumping on early. We'll catch you at 2.
Flattery will get you everywhere. Thanks, Dwayne.
Sammy Edmund, your thoughts on all of that? Straight back to your calls after the break. 1-300-736-736, the open line brought to us by Werribee Kia.